Vimes took his tea out into the damp yard, where Nobby was lurking against a wall. There were hints that it was going to be a sunny day. That should bring things on after the overnight rain. The lilacs, for example. "What's happening, Nobby?" Nobby waited a moment to see if a coin was forthcoming. "Pretty bad everywhere, Sarge," he said, giving up for now but remaining hopeful. "A constable got killed in Lobbied Clout, hit by a stone, people say. Someone got their ear cut off because of the fighting in Knapp Hill. Cavalry charge, Sarge. Running fights everywhere. All the watchhouses got hit bad." Vimes listened gloomily to the list. It was the usual bloody business. Angry, frightened people on both sides, all crushed up together. It could only get worse. Knapp Hill and Dolly Sisters sounded like war zones already. "See the little angels rise up high." "Anything happening Cable Street?" he said.
"Just a few people," said Nobby. "A bit of shouting and running away, that sort of thing."
"Right," said Vimes. Even a mob wasn't that stupid. It was still only the kids and the hotheads and the drunks now. It'd get worse. You'd have to be really mad to attack the unmentionables.
"There's bad stuff happening everywhere," said Nobby. "Except here, of course. We're well out of it."
No, thought Vimes. It'll pivot on us in the end. Snouty emerged from the watchhouse's rear door, carrying a big bowl of porridge with a spoon stuck in it. Vimes nodded towards Nobby, and the bowl was handed over with extreme reluctance.
"Sarge,"
said Snouty, keeping his eye on the spoon as the boy ate, or more correctly, gobbled the stuff.
"Yes, Snouty?" "Have we got any orders?"
"I don't know. Is the captain here?"
"That's it, Sarge," said Snouty.
"A runner came last night with an envelope for the captain, and I took it up and there was the captain waiting, so I thought, this is funny, ha ha, and I thought, but he's not normally in this early."
"Faster, please, Snouty," said Vimes, as the man started to watch the oscillating spoon again.
"Well, when I took him up his cocoa later on, he was just sitting there, staring right at nothing, and he said, thank you, Snouty, when I give him the cocoa, no, I always very polite in that respect. But when I went up just now, he was gone."
"He's an old man, Snouty. You can't expect him to be here all..."
"So's his ink, old Sarge. He never took it home before."
And Vimes saw that Snouty's eyes were more red-rimmed than usual. He sighed.
"Any sign of the envelope?"
"No, Sarge," said Snouty,
glancing again at the spoon in Nobby's hand. It was a very cheap one, Vimes noted, made of some pot metal.
"In that case, we just keep the peace, Snouty," he said.
"Not a lot of that about, Sarge."
"We'll have to see what we can find. Come with me."
Snouty looked reluctant.
"Just want to keep an eye on the spoon, Sarge. We've only got 5 left, and kids like that one will pinch the..."
"He can keep that damn spoon," said Vimes. "Spoons are not important at this point."
Nobby downed the last scalding mouthful, stuck the spoon in his pocket, stuck out a porridge-laden tongue at Snouty, dropped the bowl on the ground and took to his heels. Vimes strode back into the office, picked up the porridge ladle and rattled it on the sides of the empty cauldron. Heads looked up.
"All right, my sons, this is what we're going to do. All married men have got permission to nip home for an hour to stop your wives fretting. The rest of you, you're on unpaid overtime. Anyone surprised?"
Wiglet raised a hand.
"We've all got family, Sarge," he said. "And the best thing you can do for them is make sure there's a bit of law around the place," said Vimes. "We don't know what's been happening in the other divisions, except that it sounds bad. So this house is staying open, understand? Day and night. Yes, Lance Constable."
"I'm on be worrying, Sarge," said young Sam.
Vimes hesitated, but only for a moment.
"Snouty'll limp out with any messages you have, lad. The same goes for everyone else," he said. "We're going to go out and patrol soon. Yeah, I know we're night watch, so what? It's looking pretty black to me at the moment. Lance Constable, come out into the yard, will you?"
Vimes walked back out into the morning. In theory, one of the purposes of the yard was a training. It was seldom used for that. The night watch eschewed violence, as a rule. When threats or superior numbers had no effect, they preferred to run. There were some mouldering targets in the shed, along with some straw men for stabbing practice. Vimes tugged them out onto the cobbles as the Lance Constable appeared behind him.
"I thought you said these things were useless, Sarge."
"They are," said Vimes. "I've put them here for you to land on. You're walking around, Sam, with a weapon you don't know how to use. That's worse than walking around knowing how to use a weapon and not having one. A man with a weapon he doesn't know how to use is likely to have it shoved where the sun does not shine."
He took off his breastplate and helmet and tossed his sword belt into a corner.
"All right, attack me," he said.